Hey Leute, ich bin's, euer Vitus und mach einen kurzen Einschub hier im Game Talk. Ghost of Yotei kommt am 2. Oktober 2025 exklusiv für PS5. Ein Action-Adventure, das ihr, besonders falls ihr Ghost of Tsushima-Fans seid, unbedingt auf dem Schirm haben solltet. Diesmal geht's in eine komplett neue Open World, in die Region um den Berg Yotei im nördlichen Japan des 17. Jahrhunderts. Alles frei erkundbar und atemberaubend schön, von verschneiten Gipfeln bis zu bunten Wildblumenfeldern. Das Kampfsystem ist dabei flüssiger denn je. Ihr könnt jederzeit zwischen Waffen wie Doppelkatanas, Orochi, Sarigama, Yari oder Schusswaffen wechseln und trainiert mit unterschiedlichen Sensei, um sie zu meistern. Und das Ganze eingebettet in eine spektakuläre emotionale Reise. Atsus Geschichte dreht sich nicht nur um Rache, sondern um Heilung und Erlösung. Wichtig? Ihr braucht keinerlei Vorwissen aus Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Yotei ist ein eigenständiger Titel mit eigener Story, eigener Welt und komplett neuen Figuren. Technisch schöpft das Spiel die PS5 komplett aus. Haptisches Feedback, adaptive Trigger, 3D-Audio, ultraschnelles Laden dank SSD und atemberaubende Grafik. Und sogar optimiert für PS5 Pro. Ghost of Yotei ab 2. Oktober 2025 exklusiv für PS5. Alle Infos dazu in den Shownotes.
This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 41 of Painting on Glass. That's one for the wine.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This might be something.
Thank you so much for being back and tuning in again. It's always a pleasure to meet you here inside my studio, and I'm glad to be able to talk to you about the projects that lay back in the past and all the current ones I'm just dealing with. I hope you'll enjoy the minutes that are about to follow right now. So, let's go.
Help me now to understand, Lord, I need a helping hand. Take me to wherever you would be. I don't want to be alone this night. The air is cold, the stars are bright, and they say it's going to snow tonight.
Oh yeah, from time to time I remain standing still with my eyes wide open, and I am amazed by the wonders this world offers to my eyes. I'm surely not blind to the wild side of life, you know. I've already told you so. Of course, as a grown-up person, you've had your share of trouble of being abused and busted and lived through many a crisis this life is also able to offer to you, sure. I know the pictures of many a current war, and I know about the hurtful side of the pandemic and COVID times. Yeah, sure. But despite of all of this, you can find the scent and the glimpse of the divine all around you. It's offered to you with each passing day, and you just gotta see.
And it's one for the show and one for the wine. I guess I could be there in time. How I wish you be mine.
For this episode, I've chosen a track from the online album Recovered. The name is One for the Show. But the name of the episode is One for the Wine. Why is that? So we're gonna find out, and I'll tell you in the following minutes.
Turn the page and read out loud. Tell me what this line's about. Let us smile, whatever it may say.
In life, there are so many things to find us, or it's us to find all the things on our way. But you are as professional as I am by looking at it, and you've learned that it's mostly the simple and little things in life that matter. They really do. The page of a book you turned found an amazing moment, a ray of sunlight that suddenly hits you softly through the colored leaves of a tree in fall. It happens in an instant, and you're surely not always prepared for it.
Summer's gone, fall draws near. Right in your mind, have no fear. It's in your word that the world begins anew. And it's one for the show and one for the wine. I guess I could be there in time. How I wish would be mine.
Well, I love to share a glass of wine with somebody to talk about right this issue. All that matters, and that is able to leave us behind bewildered and speechless. But it is able to take us somewhere. It really is. If I don't have anyone to talk to, I look at the stars. And then, you know, they begin to talk to me. You don't have to be a poet or a singer-songwriter to find these little secrets in life. They are offered to each and everyone. But you need the eyes to see them. Most people open up this kind of view after being told about a fatal disease or a real tragedy that used to happen in their life. That's tragic. And these people have all my greatest respect and best wishes for recovery of mind and circumstances. It's always the same. You realize the sun, after it hit for quite a while, more easily. Feel its warmth and power when it shines its light again. That's what it is all about.
And if you love, love out loud, and others share what you laugh about. Never try to hide yourself anywhere. I know you got a lot to do, same as me, just like you. But let there be a ray of light we share.
See, one of the main reasons why I started to write songs many years ago was to share this joy, not to keep it in and hide myself away from telling people about all I have found on this road. A road, sometimes a strange road, I was able to walk on only alone. I wanted to communicate that, same as I love the cup of wine to interact with the words of somebody else. It is so essential to talk about these wonders, and I still am of that opinion with every new song I write these days. I really am, you know.
One for the show and one for the wine. I guess I could be there in time. How I wish you would be mine.
There is so much we take for granted, but of course, it's not. That's why I called this episode One for the Wine. Because it's much better to be fully aware of these little things in life that matter. As I told before, share them with others. They will be grateful and the world becomes a little better. It might.
Me now to understand, Lord, I need a helping hand. Take me to wherever you would be. I don't want to be alone this night. The air is cold, the stars are bright, and they say it's going to snow.
Well, now I'm grateful that I had the chance to be your host while going there. I published a song, one for the show, in 2018 on the online album Recovered, which is available on all major music outlets on the internet. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under the name at Marcus Zosel Official. Just have a look. I'll be glad to share this space with a whole lot of new followers. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating or a review. It'll help others to find it. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.